I'm Walt Lindela, and this is Wildcat Wednesday. It's an opportunity for us to take a moment and talk about things going on at Northern Michigan University, the home of the Wildcats. Today, we talk with Dr. Robert Wynn. He's the Dean of the College of Arts and Sciences at Northern Michigan University and the Executive Director of the Upper Michigan Brain Tumor Center. They're involved in a special event that's coming up this Saturday, and we found out more from Dr. Robert Wynn.
So the Hope Starts Here Challenge is the primary fundraiser for the Upper Michigan Brain Tumor Center. And the whole idea is to make people aware of brain tumors, brain cancer, its devastating effects, and to raise a little money and have a lot of fun at the same time.
The Upper Michigan Brain Tumor Center has been a collaboration with Northern Michigan University and Area Healthcare. Now it's UP Health Systems. Tell me a little bit about what that is.
So the whole thing grew out of a conversation that we had about 13 years ago, myself and one of the neurosurgeons at the hospital. We are very interested in how we might help patients who have brain tumors have a better outcome. And so my research lab at the university and the neurosurgeons at the hospital collaborated. And so we have looked at the science behind brain tumors and at the same time looked at ways to increase the outcome for patients at the hospital.
What kind of opportunities does this present for your students in terms of learning about not only the condition, but working in these environments?
So it's been wonderful for the students. So the basic research that we do is become both nationally and internationally known. And so we have students at Northern Michigan University who are conducting research on brain tumors. We have brain tumor samples that we receive both from the hospital and from tissue banks, and they work on those samples, and then they present their work. It's been all over the country and all over the world.
You mentioned about a dozen years ago or so this getting started. What are your thoughts as the program has continued?
Well, I have to say it's grown well beyond my imagination when we first started. So we have had dozens, if not hundreds of kids who have gone through the lab, many of whom have gone on to PhD programs and are now really well known in the cancer research fields, as well as we've trained a lot of physicians who are out there.
You mentioned that this event now, this Saturday, the Hope Starts Here Challenge, is a fundraiser. Tell us a little bit about some of the details of what's going on and how people can take part.
All right, so Saturday is the event. It is, as you said, the River Valley Hope Starts Here Challenge. River Valley is our primary sponsor. And we have a wide variety of events, everything from half marathon, 10K, 5K. We have a duathlon, which is somewhat unique. It's a 5K run, followed by a 10-mile mountain bike ride, followed by another 5K run. And you can do that as an individual or as a team. Mm-hmm. This year, we added something new. We have a 1-mile kids run for kids 10 and under. And then for those who aren't competitive, we have a leisure walk. And then it's all followed up by an awards ceremony and lunch provided by Subway.
What time does it all get started on Saturday?
So we start, the half marathon is the first event, starts at 8 a.m. We'll be there at 7. So people who want to register day of can still register day of. And then the events go off about every half hour from there with the half marathon, as I said, at 8, the duathlon's at 9, kids run 9:15, at 10 o'clock, the 10K and the 5K, and as soon as they get off, the leisure walk will head out.
In the studio with us today is Dr. Robert Wynn. He is the Dean of the College of Arts and Sciences at NMU and also the Executive Director of the Upper Michigan Brain Tumor Center at the university. Let's talk a little bit about some of the students. This has been a great opportunity for them to not only get some hands-on training, but you're doing some really cutting-edge research there.
We are really right on the forefront of some of the trends in cancer research, and we train students and then they go off into PhD programs, medical school, and we have students all over the country now that are doing really high-level oncology research literally across the country.
This has been an example of taking a program, taking an idea that has grown, as you said a moment ago, beyond your wildest dreams, and it's turned into some very effective careers for the students that have been part of it.
Oh, absolutely. We have examples. We have students now who are working at the Brain Tumor Center at UCLA and are really have very important careers going on there. One of our former students is now a senior scientist at a biotech company in Boston, Massachusetts, where he runs a whole team of researchers. I think he has four or five PhDs that work under him at this point in time, and they're really doing very well.
Now, if people are curious about this as an opportunity, maybe for their kids, or they're interested in getting some learning, obviously you have to be on this track for this kind of work, but how do they find out more about the Upper Michigan Brain Tumor Center if they have questions about what you do?
The easiest way is to just go to hopestartshere.org. That will take you right to our website. Has a lot of information about the lab and about NMU. And then, you know, students at NMU, they seem to find us pretty easily. And so they come and just ask questions and get involved with the lab. We have a big group of students who work with us.
You mentioned that website, which is also tied into the event, which is happening this Saturday, the Hope Starts Here Challenge. Give everybody the rundown again of what's happening on Saturday and how folks can take part.
All right, so Saturday, we will begin at 8 a.m. with the half marathon, followed by the duathlon, 5K, 10K, leisure walk, and this year new, the 1 mile kids run. We also have packet pickup on Friday from 4 to 7 at Lakeview Arena. Mm-hmm. And you can also register. If you're not registered, you can register at packet pickup as well as day of.
Where does it all start on the day of? Where can people come if they want to register that morning?
So if you want to register that morning, we'll be there 7 a.m. Lakeview Arena. And you can register up to about 20 minutes before your event. So if you're going to do the 5K or the 10K, if you're there by 9:30, we'll get you ready to run.
What is that website one for time for folks to find out?
That website is hopestartshere, all one word, .org.
That's the comments of Dr. Robert Wynn, the Dean of the College of Arts and Sciences at Northern Michigan University and the Executive Director of the Upper Michigan Brain Tumor Center. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.